Coming up, we love the 80s at the Long Center for the Performing Arts with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. Joining me in the studio is Nick Palmer. Hi.
Hey, John. Great to be here.
I hear if you don't remember the 1780s, you didn't live the 1780s.
Yes, that's pretty much it, I guess. Yeah.
The old phrase. I think this is a really fun concert because I see some Haydn, I see some wonderful music by Edvard Grieg, and then I see Ghostbusters. What a fun program. How did this come together?
Well, you know, we were all trying to come up with some crazy ideas of things that would be creative and different and new. And the women in our office one day were talking about different things, and they came up with this idea, and they threw it by me, and I said, wow, that's cool. I think that would be a real winner. So we've had really good ticket sales for this one, and just so everybody knows, it's 1680, 1780, 1880, and 1980. So we've got four centuries of 80s decade music.
Now, that might be a normal sort of span, 400 years, for an orchestra to play, but not necessarily on one concert. I think that's so cool. Was it fun finding arrangements, or were there arrangements that you guys said, oh, you know, we really want to do this? How did that come about?
Well, it's always difficult to get more current music in arrangements, and luckily we had access to some different things, one of which was a really great new chamber orchestra arrangement by the Brooklyn Duo that's had 2.5 million hits on YouTube of Take On Me by A-ha, the Norwegian band from the 80s. And it's a really, I mean, it works really, really well because it was like a, you know, a techno electronic thing to begin with. And so when you just transcribe that for orchestra creatively like they did, it works really, really well. And they were really delightful to let us use this arrangement. I think we're the first orchestra that's played it outside of what they've done with it. So that was great. And then, you know, finding the other ones, it's difficult. Because, you know, it's easier to find maybe, you know, certainly Broadway and movie music than it is popular songs, especially hits from the 80s.
And it's one of those things that while you might be able to hum along with Journey and know that music, or, you know, some Michael Jackson, you know,
right.
from up north here in the state originally,
sure.
You're going to hum along with Sleeping Beauty. You're going to hum along with, I was tickled to find John Philip Sousa on the program.
Right, right. Well, again, we're trying for the maximum amount of variety, and John Philip Sousa was a contemporary of Tchaikovsky, you know, which a lot of people don't know. So we have the Semper Fidelis March. It was fun doing the research because, you know, we looked at all these pieces from those decades that were popular, and then I had to figure out which ones would work in this setting. And especially with the Haydn and Mozart symphonies, these are really great symphonies by both of those composers that worked really, really well in this kind of program where we have, you know, the first movement of Mozart's Jupiter Symphony and the first and second movement of Haydn's Symphony No. 85, which is part of the group of symphonies called the Paris Symphonies. And it's just beautifully written music that's very, very listenable, even for people who don't necessarily listen to classical music all the time.
My guest is Nick Palmer, and a little later we're going to hear the 1812 Overture on the show after the interview. We've talked a little bit about this, that sometimes it's like a jigsaw puzzle, putting these programs together, because as you talk about, you know, a chamber arrangement, and, you know, I know
right.
Pachelbel Canon probably isn't a full orchestra sort of thing, so
right.
I imagine figuring out the flow for four centuries is a little bit of a puzzle.
It's definitely a puzzle, and then we tried to do different things, like, for example, one piece is just for winds and brass, and then the Pachelbel Canon is just for strings, and that's going to be without a conductor. So that they're all a little bit different. But they're all really classics from their respective decades. You know, things like The Morning and In the Hall of the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg. You know, just really fabulous stuff. And Sleeping Beauty Ballet of Tchaikovsky was one of his really revolutionary ballets, where he really kind of tweaked the whole ballet genre and really made it into something really special musically.
Can you imagine, I mean, Michael Jackson, the king, you know, king of pop, and the idea of Tchaikovsky being one of the leading ballet and leading composers of his time, Johann Pachelbel, who knew 400 years later his music being played and at some point actually in the 80s and 90s, such a popular tune.
I know. It's really amazing. And that's just such an inventive piece. I mean, it's funny. It's kind of like great art, like Shakespeare and all the other art forms that we deal with in great artworks, paintings. The really great stuff is what survives, you know. And you take a piece like Pachelbel's Canon, which is a very simple piece, but yet that has such amazing humanity in it by virtue of the way the piece is woven together with these different themes that overlap and all this beautiful counterpoint and how it flourishes. And I mean, it's just a really cool piece.
I think it also is really lovely because this is very different from your last concert, which is going to be very different from the women and the, mm-hmm. the Keller, all sorts of things that it gives the season a little bit of diversity in itself.
Right. And that's what we really try to do. We want to have as much variety and diversity and unique things in the season that we can possibly have. And, you know, it's also a part of it is audience building. Certainly, we want new people to come to hear the symphony and people that have never been or people that never thought that was an art form that they would like. So we're very welcoming about the whole experience in so many ways, too. It's not just about the way we perform the music, but it's how we welcome the crowd and what their experience is going to be like when they get into the Long Center.
Yeah, well, we hope we see some boom boxes or maybe Walkmans and yeah, who knows,
right.
or maybe some powdered wigs from the 1680s.
Who
knows?
Know.
The fashions were so radically different each
Absolutely.
Well, Nick Palmer, we're looking forward to We Love the 80s Saturday night at 7:30. And I hope you'll come back for the holiday pops.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, John. Thank you.